Kenny, what's the team news ahead of tomorrow night's game?
Well, because of a very poor refereeing decision, we're minus Nicky Lowe, also missing our John Coffey, Niall Logue and Nathan Boyle. Apart from that, we're all systems go.
Has Chris Turner left the club today?
Not as yet. Not as we speak. But there's rumours going around, so not as we speak.
Well, Kenny, you're going into this game. St. Pat's are a team who are just sitting above you in the table. You've had mixed results over the few seasons you've here, Willem. You're expecting another tough game tomorrow night?
Obviously, we'll have a tough game. You know, they've brought in good players. Toner from Aston Villa. They brought the boy in from America, the goalkeeper. They've got Dean Clark, really good player. I've always liked him. And they've got Ryan Brennan in. They've got Killian Brennan. Lots of good players there, so... Conan Byrne. They're top quality. Not only are they very good players, they're very experienced.
Of course, Kenny, you're going into the game after two impressive wins, but you've had an international break in between all that. Did the break come at the wrong time for you, or would you rather just have been playing week in, week out?
We want notes of tomorrow night, but I'm sure the boys are up for it enough. They're very committed to the team and to the club and to the supporters, and they want to do well.
Of course, your young players, Sean and international duty, Ronan Curtis getting man of the match, and the mm-hmm. Hale Brothers getting mentioned a lot.
Yes.
You must be proud of that, Kenny.
Yeah, definitely. And Jimmy McDonough as well, and Conor McDermott, Ben Doherty, they've all done exceptionally well. So I'm really pleased for them, and it's up to me to try and help them in their next stage.